Well, this sure burns me up. Those two disappearing like this for hours.
Yeah, they're out somewhere having a ball while we sit in here looking at some cold food.
Listen, what's that?
Sounds like some kids playing cowboys and Indians.
What kids? There isn't a human within miles of this dusty old place.
Do you suppose it could be real Indians?
There hasn't been a real Indian around here for years.
Ah! What's wrong, Wilma?
Indians! And they're after Fred and Barney!
Head for that cave, Barney! We'll hide out in there! Right, Fred?
What do we do, Wilma?
We have to try and help them. After all, we signed up for better or worse.
And this is about as worst as it could get.
Stumbleweed.
He sure will. I can hardly wait to see that old sidewinder. Hey, Pokey, rein this critter in. Here's Cousin Fred's Fred.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Well, I declare, tain't much of a spread, Tumbleweed.
I keep telling you, Mary Lou Jim, everyone isn't unspeakably rich. Like we are.
Well, looky there. Isn't that our cousin Fred manicuring that tree?
It sure is, Mary Lou. That's the old horny toad coyote. Hey, Fred, you old horse thief, look who's here.
Cousin Tumbleweed and Cousin Mary Lou Jim.
What's that? Sounds like the last roundup. Oh, my goodness. Help! Police! My husband's being attacked! Leave Fred alone, you brute! You're killing him!
It's all right, Wilma. They're my cousins. They're just glad to see me.
Cousins? Oh, I'm sorry.
What sort of commotion, Fred? You being robbed or something?
It's all right, Barney. These are Fred's cousins. They're just glad to see him, he says.
Barney, I want you to meet Cousin Tumbleweed and Cousin Mary Lou Jim.
Howdy, folks. Any friend of my cousin Fred is a friend of mine.
Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Likewise.
And this is my darling wife, Wilma.
She's a cute little heifer, Fred.
A heifer?
Well, now I'm hungry. Let's all go out and eat. Wilma, honey, where's the most expensive chuck wagon in town?
Oh, why, the Rockadero, I guess.
Then let's go. My treat.
But I am sorry, sir. You and your party are not dressed properly to dine here.
What's the matter with you, sonny? Why, I've eaten beef jerky in my bathtub dressed this way.
I don't doubt it. You you cow person.
I demand to see the manager.
Tumbleweed won't get anywhere with the manager.
No, they're real strict about being dressed right.
Hey, here comes Cousin Tumbleweed back with some guy.
Emil, show the new owner to the best table.
Hey, how about that? He bought the place.
Sure, he usually does.
You dude, you're fired. We'll find our own table. Come on, you cowpokes, let's eat. Mighty fine brontosaurus ribs my restaurant serves. Hey, Cousin Fred?
The best, Cousin Tumbleweed, the best.
Now, folks, Mary Lou, Jim, and I are taking an ocean trip. We'll probably have to buy the boat. But for the month we'll be away, I want all of you to go out to my ranch and enjoy yourselves. We'd feel better if our kinfolk was watching over our spread while we're away.
But Cousin Tumbleweed, I
won't take no for an answer. Else I'll cut you out of my will, Cousin Fred.
But what about Fred's job?
And Barney's?
They can't take off for a month.
You just tell me what companies they work for. Why, if I don't already own them, I'll buy them.
So long, Cousin Tumbleweed.
Have a good time, Mary Lou Jim.
Bye, folks. Now you get out to the ranch. You hear?
That's a mighty big car you got there, Tumbleweed.
Big car? Down my way, this is one of those, what do you call them? Compacts.
I hope they have a good time.
They don't seem to have any other kind.
Well, what are we gonna do, Fred?
Do? Well, there's only one thing to do. Let's go to the ranch. Why, we'll have a ball, eh, Barney? Fresh air, wide open spaces, sunshine. And besides, I can't take the chance that Cousin Tumbleweed will leave me out of his will.
We've been traveling for 4 days now. We should be getting close to the ranch.
Yeah, we'll be there in a few hours.
Hey, Fred, look at that sign up ahead.
Boy, the Grand Canyon. That's one of nature's wonders. Let's take a look.
So that's the Grand Canyon, huh?
That's it.
Well, doesn't look like much to me.
Not now, but they expect it to be a big thing someday.
Fred, if you see a nice clean gas station, let's stop.
No wonder we can't make any time. We spend all day looking for nice, clean gas stations, nice, clean restaurants, nice, clean motels. After traveling all day in this dust and dirt, a nice, clean place had locked the door when they saw us coming.
There's a nice, clean gas station, Fred.
Okay. We'll stop at the nice, clean gas station and get some nice, clean gas.
Fill her up, sir?
Yeah, make it Ethel.
Right.
Hey, bud, can we have a road map?
Sure. Here you are, mister.
Thank you. Hey, Fred, let's find out where we are.
There's Cousin Tumbleweed's place right off of Highway 6.
You know, Fred, I can always unfold these maps, but I can never get them folded up right again.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, girls, we know exactly where we are now.
So do I. We're exactly lost again.
Lost nothing. There's the ranch straight ahead.
Well, as Cousin Mary Lou Jim would say, yahoo!
Quiet, you ornery horn-toed varmint.
Well, there she is, the Tumbleweed Ranch.
Looks more like a tumble-down ranch to me.
Big spread, huh, Barney?
Sure is, Fred. You ought to go on a diet.
Keep asking for it, Barney. Keep asking. One of these days, you'll get it.
Get what, Fred?
Get what, Fred? Get what, Fred? A face full of knuckles, that's what. Now let's get down to the ranch and unpack.
Yahoo! Yip,
yippee! Right out!
Well, it only
took them 10 minutes to go all out Western. Listen to them.
Listening to them is easy. It's looking at them that's hard to take.
Look at me, Fred. I'm a cowboy.
You sure got the legs for it, Tex. Hey, Wilma.
Droop along Flintstone is calling, Wilma.
10 to 1, it's something about food.
Hey, Wilma, why don't you rustle up some grub, honey? Barney and I are going down to the corral and bust a bronc or two before lunch.
I never saw it to fail. Whenever I go anyplace or any so-called vacation, I always end up being home on the range.
Well, partner, there they are.
Yeah, Fred. There they are, and here we are. And I'm all for keeping it that way.
But I told the girls we were going to bust a bronc.
I got a deal going with those bronks. They don't bust me, I don't bust them.
What's the matter, Barney, you chicken?
Well, let's put it this way, Fred.
Now, knock it off. You're going to bust a bronc if it's the last thing I do. Now, get up on this one, Barney. He's a quiet one.
Okay, Fred, I busted him. Now get me off.
He ain't busted yet. Give him the spurs.
All right, Fred. Thanks, Fred. Lucky for me, you broke my fall.
You're lucky I don't break your neck. Now get off my back. I told you we'd bust the bronco, Barney.
We almost busted this one just by stepping on him.
So we start small and work up. Give me spurs, Barney. We're going too slow.
Okay, Fred. Hit me up.
Yoo-hoo! Betty! Lunch is ready. Will you call the boys?
Okay, Wilma. Come and get it!
Lunch for them and they go off riding.
Some nerve. All they think of is having a good time.
I'm going to race there.
What is it?
You hold the reins.
You all right, Barney?
Yeah, Fred. How about you?
Not bad, considering we must have fell 100 feet.
Well, we're lucky for one thing, Fred.
Yeah, what's that?
We're lucky we landed in soft water.
Go soak your head. Boy, there's more west out here than I ever thought possible.
Hey, Fred, I have a good idea.
What's that, Barney?
I have a good idea. We're lost.
I had that idea an hour ago when we discovered we were walking in circles.
Hey, Fred, look! A town!
Huh? Where? Oh, boy. What a sight for my sore eyes.
And my sore feet.
First thing I'm gonna do is get me a double chocolate soda.
Make my vanilla, Fred!
There's something spooky about this place, Barney. Not a soul around.
Oh, must be one of those old ghost towns, Fred.
Yeah, the West is full of them. Let's take a look in that saloon, Barn. If there's anybody around here, they'll be in there.
Right, Fred.
Hello? Anybody home? It's as empty as the rest of the town.
Sort of gives you the creeps, huh, Fred?
Uh-huh. Looks like people were here just an hour ago.
I don't know about you, Fred, but I'm bushed. What do you say we take a rest?
I was gonna suggest the same thing, Barney. We can take a nap on those cots in the back room before we start hiking again.
Sounds good to me, Fred.
Now, what's this schedule on this one, Shock.
We gotta shoot fast, boss. We only have the ghost town rented for 3 hours.
You got enough Indians for the big scene?
Yeah, and plenty of good guys. But I'm short a couple of bad guys. No one wants to play the bad guys.
Well, I don't blame them, you know. I mean, the bad guys always take an awful clobbering.
We're pulling into the ghost town now, boss.
Oh, good, good. We'll start shooting right away. Oh, come on, fellas. You can't all be good guys. Now, somebody's got to wear the black hats. How about you, Pebble?
Not me, boss. Last time I was the bad guy, I got 2 teeth knocked out.
Oh, it's a shame. All right, we'll shoot around the bad guys. Hey, you Indians, take a break, but keep those feathers clean. We're going to shoot the barroom fight first. Some Indians. I got them from the audience at an all-night movie. Okay, you guys, we got to shoot 4 episodes in 3 hours, so give it all you got. No time for retakes.
But, boss, they're all wearing white hats. They're all good guys.
I know. So the good guys have a fight. I mean, what's the difference? So long as there's a fight. Okay, roll 'em. Action.
Hey, Barney, wake up. There's somebody here.
Looks like they're having a party, Fred.
Yeah, these cowboys live hard and play hard. Let's ask them how to get back to the ranch. Pardon me, fellas. Hold it. Just a minute, will you, fellas? I wonder if you could direct me to the Tumbleweed Ranch.
Excuse me, mister. But my friend and I are lost, see? And I want to ask you...
Who are those 2 guys, Chuck?
Search me, boss. Shall we shoot the scene over?
Are you out of your mind? We'll write them into the script. Take this down, Chuck. 2 strangers enter, try to break up fight, get knocked cold. We don't shoot scenes over on our low budget, you know.
Hey, boss! You want to hear something funny? Those 2 guys finally come out of it, and they're scared stiff. They think this whole setup is real. They don't know we're just shooting a picture. Ain't that a scream?
Say, that gives me an idea. Yeah, it'll work.
How's that, boss?
We found our bad guys. Get the 2 black hats, quick. So you're the 2 bushwhackers that tried to break up our party, eh?
Well, you see, I...
Shut up! I'm the sheriff in this town, and what I say goes.
Sure, Mr. Sheriff.
Whatever you say goes.
And I say, put on those black hats.
Well, if you insist, oh, okay, but I don't get it.
Sounds kind of screwy to me, Sheriff.
Now, you coyotes better vamoose before the boys decide to have a lynching party.
All right. What do you mean?
They don't take kindly to having their fun interrupted. And if I were you, I'd beat it. But you'll have to get through those cowpokes.
Well, Barney, it's either them or us. If we stay, we might get lynched.
Yeah, Fred. And how can we explain that to the girls?
You ready, Barney?
Ready, Fred?
Charge!
It worked, boss!
Boy, and how? Keep those cameras rolling. You are great, fellas. Now beat it, quick.
Thanks, Sheriff. Let's get out of here, Barney, before these screwballs come too.
Get the cameras outside, Chuck. I told the Indians to jump those 2 when they got out of town. Oh, we'll get some great chase footage.
Boss, you're a genius.
Okay, Barney. We're safe now. There ain't nobody around for miles.
It's a good thing, Fred. I was getting awful pushed. What was that, Fred?
That, Barney, is an arrow used for hunting by... Indians.
Indians.
Boy, what a nip
Jersey Chase. Are you getting it all, Chester?
Yeah, the zoom lens brings it right up close.
Well, this sure burns me up. Those two disappearing like this for hours.
Yeah, they're out somewhere having a ball while we sit in here looking at some cold food.
Betty, listen, what's that?
Sounds like some kids playing cowboys and Indians.
What kids? There isn't a human within miles of this dusty old place.
Do you suppose it could be real Indians?
Not a chance. There hasn't been a real Indian around here for years.
Ah! What's wrong, Wilma?
Indians, and they're after Fred and Barney.
What do we do, Wilma?
We have to try and help them. After all, we signed up for better or worse.
And this is about as worst as it could get.
Oh, we must have lost them, Fred. I don't hear them hollering anymore.
Good. Head for that cave, Barney. We'll hide out in there.
Right, Fred?
Any sign of them, Betty?
I don't see a soul, Wilma.
Poor Fred. He was starting to worry about his hair falling out. Imagine how he feels now.
Yeah, knowing that those Indians could make him instant bald.
Keep looking, Betty. They've got to be out here somewhere.
The Indians got him. Good, good. Are you getting this, Chester?
Uh-huh. Look at that, boss. They're tying him to a stake.
Now they're going into a war dance. Say, they're not bad dancers, considering they came from an all-night movie theater.
Do you think we'll get out of this one, Barney?
I don't think so, pal. It looks bad.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Fred.
Well, then, here's the $10 I borrowed from you 2 years ago.
Gee, Fred, to have you pay up makes this almost worthwhile.
Our husband's tied to a stake.
Oh, some nerve. Let's go, Wilma.
Charge! Hey, boss, those two women in that car are going to spoil the shot.
Keep shooting! It must be their wives. They're getting out of the car. They're attacking the Indians. Wow! Oh, this is great. The Indians are running away. We got an adult Western going here.
About this in acting school.
That's it, Chester. We got enough for 10 shows. Wrap it up. Everybody back to Holly Rock.
Oh, come on, Wilma. Be reasonable. We walked for 5 miles and we're beat.
Yeah. How about letting us ride in the car with you? Oh, girls.
We told you before, there's no room in the car for those poles.
And you're not getting loose until we get back to the ranch.
For the first time today, we'll know where you are.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, old paint.
Yippee! Yippee!
Oh, brother, a solid month of cowboy songs. We must have been out of our minds letting Fred talk us into coming out here.
Maybe we could give them back to the Indians.
If the Indians hear them sing, they won't take them back.
Yahoo! Put the pot on the fire, girls! We're back! Yahoo! Yip, 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 yahoo!
It's Cousin Tumblebug.
Tumbleweed, not bug.
What's the difference? They're back, and that means we can leave. Let's go, Wilma.
Start packing, boys. We're going home.
Wow, there they go, the ungrateful varmints. They never even said a thank you.
I told you, Tumbleweed. You just can't do enough for poor relations.
All that crazy talk about wild Indians. Bah! There ain't been an Indian around here for 50 years.
Boy, look at that man.
leaving the Indians way behind. Keep shooting, Chester! We got another good one going.
I didn't think Cousin Tumbleweed would ever get that mad.
How mad, Fred?
That he'd pass right by and never even say hello.